Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Dalet and Parak Dalet Mishnah Hey. Now the public karbonos that were brought each and every day were brought from the Truma funds that we mentioned that were withdrawn three times throughout the year from the Lishka, from the special treasury chamber that was containing all of these Shkalim. The Mishnah is going to discuss what is done with any of this money that is left over when the year ends and the new Shkalim start to come in. We're going to have various opinions that disagree regarding this question. Says the Mishnah, Mosar Truma Mehayu Osinba, what did they do with the extra Shkalim of the previous year's Truma funds? Rikuye Zahav, Tzipoy Lebeis Koche HaKadoshim, says the Tanakama, they would use this money to buy gold that was hammered into plating and used to cover the walls, floor, and ceiling of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, of the holiest place in the Beis HaMikdash, and quite frankly, the holiest place in the entire world. Now, the previous mission taught that according to Rabbi Yishmael, the extra money of the extra money was used to buy wines, oils, and flour to be sold to people who needed them for their personal karbanos. The Mishnah is going to first teach what was done with the profits gained through these sales, according to Rabbi Yishmael, and then present Rabbi Yishmael's other opinion against the Tanakhama regarding what was done with the extra Truma funds after the year ends. Rabbi Yishmael says, Mosar HaPeros, the profits earned from the sale of the wines, the oils, and the fine flour, and so on, that we learned in the previous Mishnah, Leketz HaMizbech, were used to buy various communal Ola offerings, public Ola Karbanos, for the desserts of the altar. What does that mean, the dessert of the Mizbech? It means that the Ola Karbanos that are brought on days when very few Karbanos were brought, so that the Mizbech should not be left without Karbanos being brought on it. As the Bartanura points out, these extra karbanos are called the dessert of the mizbeach because they are brought after all of the day's regular karbanos have been made, except for the afternoon karban tamid, the karban tamid shabbein harbayim, which must be the last karban of the day. Continuing the Mishnah, going back to the original question of the Mishnah, Moshar Truma Likle Shares, and the extra Truma funds are used to buy the various vessels, the various kalim, the various utensils that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, whether it be bowls and things like that, that were used in order to prepare the Karbanos. So we had the opinion of the Tanakama, we had the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, and now we have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Moser Truma Liketz HaMizbech, the extra Truma funds that are used to buy various the public Karbanos Ola for the dessert of the Mizbech, again, the extra carbon olas that were brought in order to keep the Mizbech running on every single day, umoser nesachim, and the extra wines, oils, and flour that were brought by the Beis HaMikdash for various communal nesachim, butter extra, are sold likli sharis, and the funds from these sales are going to be used in order to buy these utensils, to buy these kalim that are needed for the Mizbeach. One final opinion, Rabbi Chanani, the assistant head of the Kohanim, says, Moser Nesachim Leketz HaMizbeach, the money from the extra Nesachim that was used for these extra Karbanos Ola for the dessert of the Mizbeach, Moser Truma Leklei Sharetz, and the extra Truma funds are used to buy the various Kalim needed in the Mizbeach, Zev Vazel Hayimodin Beperos, and neither Rabbi Akiva nor Rabbi Chanani, the Skana Kohanim, agree with Rabbi Yishmael when it comes to the profits of the various fruits, quote unquote, right, the various nesachim and so on that were extra. They both hold that we do not do business with temple funds by buying and selling supplies. Therefore, according to them, there are no profits of the fruits to be used for the extra karbanos ola. Continuing now with Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah is going to continue discussing what was done with different extra things in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, one mana of Ketores, of the incense, was offered on the Mizbech HaZahav inside the special sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash every single day of the year, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Like all public karbanos on behalf of the Jewish people, the Ketores had to be brought from the year's Truma funds. Now, since the amount of Ketores prepared for the year was greater than what was typically needed, at the start of the year, there would be usually some Ketores left over from the previous year, and the Mishnah is going to discuss what was done with the leftover Ketores bought from the previous year's Truma funds to make it usable for the new year's Ketores. Says the Mishnah, Mosura Ketores Mahayuosim, what would they do with the extra Ketores in order to make it usable for the Karbanos of that particular year? And the Mishnah is going to describe a series of back and forth exchanges through which the leftover Ketores is first made unholy and is then brought back by the Beis HaMikdash in the New Year's Truma funds so that it may not be used for the New Year's Karbanos. Says the Mishnah, Mafrishin Mimena Schar Ha'umanin. They would first take from the Truma funds money to pay the wages of the craftsmen who made and prepared the Ketores of the whole process, as the Gemara in Seches Ksubis describes, that just as the Ketores itself is brought from Truma funds, the craftsmen as well, that make the special blend of the various spices that form the Ketores, are also paid from these funds as well. And one of the administrators in the Beis HaMikdash would accept this money for them as their shliach. Now that this money has been paid to the person who made the Ketores, it is no longer considered to be the property of the Beis HaMikdash. Step number two, Mechalin Osal Schar Humanin. Next, they would deconsecrate it. They would make it not holy anymore, the leftover Ketores, upon the wages of the craftsmen, of those who made it, meaning they would take the money that had been paid to the craftsmen and use it to redeem the leftover Ketores. As a result, the holiness went from the Ketores itself onto the coins, and the leftover Ketores was now no longer holy, while the coins were once again property of the Beis HaMikdash. They no sinosa l'uman and b'schar, and they would then give the now unholy leftover Ketores to the craftsmen as their payment. Then the third stage, v'chozun v'lochin osam yitruma chadasha. Finally, the Beis HaMikdash would then buy back the leftover Ketores from the artisan with the new Truma funds of the new year. And through this purchase, the holiness of the new Truma fund would transfer to the Ketores, and the money would lose its Kedusha, would lose its holiness. And now the person who made the Ketores would now accept this money as their pay, while the leftover Ketores becomes unusable for the new year's Karbanos, since it has now been bought with the current year's Truma funds. Now, most of the New Year's Shkalim are usually deposited in the treasury chamber before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It is, however, possible for there to be a delay in receiving the Shkalim. If this were to happen, there would be no new Truma funds available with which to buy the leftover Ketores back from the craftsmen, and the Mishnah is going to discuss what is done should this occur. Im ba hechadash bizmano. If the new Shkalim arrive in their proper time before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Lokhin Osa Mitruma Chadasha, then the leftover Ketores is bought back from the craftsman with the New Year's Truma funds as described previously. Ve'im lav, and if not, meaning if there's a delay and new Truma funds are not available before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Min HaYishana, then the leftover Ketores are going to be brought back from the craftsman using the old Truma funds, and through this purchase, the leftover Ketores is going to become holy once again, but only with the holiness of last year's Shkalim. So while the Ketores and all other public Karbanos are ideally to be brought from the current year's Truma funds, when this is not possible, they may in fact be brought from the previous year's Truma funds. Have a great day.